your sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check this Monday morning. What's up, guys? It is June 2nd. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
get in
on those delicious vibes. All right, we got to set the tone for the week. What's everyone doing? Where are you at? Let's get to our friends this morning.
June 2nd. I love starting the new month on a Sunday.
You just like filling out your calendar. That's what you like doing.
It's so good. Oh, of course, we sat down, did it yesterday, got everything on the books.
Are you using the journal calendar I gave you?
Yes, of course.
Where is it? What closet did you bury it in, Breeze?
It's here with us. In the airport somewhere.
I don't understand. You'd rather use a laminated sheet of paper with dry erase marker.
I know, but it's like right in front of me.
That could be too.
No, you have to open it up. It's too much admin.
Oh, why do I bother? My hard-earned money down the drain. Try to do something nice.
No, it's so good. I have it. It's with us. Good morning. Amanda here. Feeling good as I completed my first 5K Muddy Princess run yesterday.
Oh, damn. That sounds awesome.
But man, my body is feeling it this morning. Oh, yeah. What's a Muddy Princess?
Muddy Princess run. Where do you do it? Where's it at?
Wowzers. Buffalo, New York.
Good for
That's
you.
That's where I...
The 5K.
Amanda. Good for you. Could never be me.
That seems more fun to do it in the mud. It seems more difficult, to be honest.
Yeah.
Running in the mud is no easy feat.
Running in the mud, no. No thanks. But yeah, she crushed it in Buffalo. I'm literally looking at where they do it. It's all over the place.
That's our gal.
You crushed it. For that being your first one, too, insane. That's wild. Or maybe it was your first Muddy Princess. I'm not sure. But nevertheless, we're so proud of you. Who else is here? Hannah's here. She says, good morning. I'm feeling great this morning, given the fact that I actually don't have to go into work today until 10, which is amazing. So I'm going to get some errands done right now and go in later. Errands are you running at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, it's 6:11 in the morning. What, did anyone not do a damn thing this weekend?
Couldn't be me.
Oh, that was me Saturday, Sunday. Friday, I did hang out with the CSE peeps. We went to Genesee Brew House, got some drinks, then went to the Red Wings game.
Oh, my God.
From the Red Wings game, we went to a birthday party after that. It was an eventful Friday, but, man, the Wings were crushing it on Friday. I was very impressed. They won 10-9, but they were up 7-0 when I left.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fun.
Cute.
It was a good time.
All right. And then Olivia's here as well. She says, good morning. Feeling great today. Vibes are high because I had a very relaxing weekend and I was organizing a lot of my place. That's great. I did some organizing yesterday too. Clothes were put away. Clothes were donated. Actually, you know what? Should I donate my clothes or should I give them away on Instagram? I feel like people would want them. I always get compliments on how cute my clothes are, so people
well,
might want them.
Yeah, Shein has a lot of nice stuff.
They really do.
I know that. I know. Are your vibes up?
Yes, of course. Vibes are high. Love a new month. Love a Pride month. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Going to be a busy week, but very excited. We have the Benson Boone concert. He's going to be coming to CMAC on Thursday. Rochester Cocktail Revival on Friday. I'm hosting an event on Saturday.
That's right.
Down at Oxygen Yoga and Fitness to benefit Willow Domestic Violence Center. And then Sunday, we're going to be at Radio Social for a Rochester Cocktail Arrival as well.
That's right. We're going to be doing a little judging. We're doing a little sipping. We absolutely love that. Speaking of Benson Boone, tomorrow night from 6 to 8, I'll be at the Dairy Queen in Webster. This is for the last Ticket Tuesday drop for Benson Boone. I'm going to be registering you for a chance to go see him Thursday night. That is a sold-out show, you guys, so you must be present to win these tickets. 919 Hard Road, Dairy Queen in Webster, tomorrow night from 6 to 8 for Ticket Tuesdays. This is your last shot to potentially win this last pair of tickets to go see Benson Boone Thursday night. Man, I feel like I've been doing this for quite some time, but the benefits to going to this Dairy Queen and trying these blizzards has been outstanding. Have I gained a little, a couple of pounds, two, three?
Your gut is screaming. Boy.
Yeah. Coming up on the show, thank you guys so much for the good vibes this Monday morning. A search is ongoing to locate a child who fell into the Genesee River yesterday afternoon. Talk about a traumatic experience, especially for a parent. We'll get into that, tell you what happened coming up next on the show.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
Benson Boone on PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy. Don't forget, I'll be at the Dairy Queen tomorrow night from 6 to 8 for Ticket Tuesdays, giving you a shot to win our last pair of Benson Boone tickets. Okay, this is a traumatic story. Took place yesterday. There's a search that is still ongoing to locate a child who fell into the Genesee River yesterday afternoon. This was right around 4:40 p.m. when officers started responding to the Andrew Street Bridge. This is near North Water Street. This was for a report of a child that entered the water. And according to police, the small child was walking with his mother, who was pushing another child in a stroller. And the five-year-old child went ahead of his mom, began climbing on the railing before the mother could even stop him. That's when he went over the railing into the actual water. Greg Bellows said the boy's mother ran alongside the riverbank, attempting to catch up to him before she lost sight of her son. I mean, it sounds like
every that's horrific.
Parents' worst nightmare. So the RPD called in numerous resources, including, as you one would imagine, scuba team, drones, driving teams to try and find the child. But after an extensive search yesterday, the child has not been located just yet, according to Bello.
Wow.
It's a traumatic experience for anyone to go through, especially a parent.
That's horrid.
So more to come with that story and any updates on if they find this little boy or not. But how scary.
Yeah, definitely.
Coming up on the show, as a married couple, would you rather? Yes, that's what we're doing this morning a little bit. Would you rather? This is a question that can divide a lot of married couples at home, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ultimate space versus sanity question. We'll talk about it coming up. I'll tell you what it is next on the show.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, 70 for the high today. Coming from someone who is not married, I need to know, anyone listening who has lived with her significant other for a long time, would you rather have two bathroom sinks or two closets? Because the more closet space, the happier you are.
Literally.
I have a few buddies, and every single one of their wives hates the dirty mess of beard trimmings and toothpaste residue all left within the bathroom sink.
Mm-hmm.
And that's left over from their guy, obviously. But okay, they said they'd much rather have two sinks, and I don't believe a single one of them.
You're still going to have to clean their sink. It's not like it goes away. Like, you still have to clean their sink. They're not going to clean it. If they're not cleaning it now, they're not going to clean their new one.
The dirty sink is part of it, sure, but just the space in general. But what woman wouldn't want her own walk-in closet?
Yeah, no.
What a dream.
Absolutely not.
I would love a walk-in closet.
Couldn't care less about a sink.
My buddy and his wife are remodeling their home, and right now they share one sink.
Their whole house?
The bathroom.
Oh, okay.
And part of the bedroom. But I'm like, if you're going to do that, you might as well add more closet space. They're like, no, we're not touching the closets. I go, but you need it, don't you? He's like, yeah. I said, so you're more worried about the double sink?
That's so stupid.
And doing a bathroom remodel today is what? like 200,000.
No, literally.
So ridiculous. But if you have to pick and choose what you're spending your money on, more closet space or bathroom space, what would you go with? I got a lot of stuff.
But like a double sink, like, isn't even space. Like, that's not space. Like, you just have an extra sink.
No, for some people it is. You got a wider vanity. There's more, you know, cupboard space underneath. I've had to share a bathroom with roommates. What a nightmare. What a horrible experience.
I mean, for like my sake or like my situation, I'm never getting ready with my person, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, your schedules are very opposite.
And also, like, even growing up, I never saw my parents, like, get ready together at their own sinks. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
The double sink is nice, though. I'm not going to lie. The homes that have a double sink, you know, it's cute to brush your teeth together.
Yeah.
Get ready for it. I'm going closet space all day long.
Me too.
I couldn't share a closet with someone. One tiny bathroom, I could do, because majority of the time, like you said, you're not always in there at the same exact time. And I would never leave toothpaste or hair trimmings in the sink or all over the vanity. I would never do that.
Picture it. I'm living alone on Park Ave, and I have three closets.
Yeah.
I have three.
Like your last apartment I've been in?
Yeah. Yep. Two in my bedroom, and then one walk-in coat closet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my God. And then I had to go from three closets to half of a closet that I was sharing with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Share a closet.
You guys share that closet in the bedroom?
Yeah. There's no.
What else do you use?
Closets.
Does anybody store their clothes, because you got nowhere to put them, in bins and you just shove them under your bed?
Mm-hmm.
Who does that?
My girlfriend. Better her than me. And then that's kind of it. But we've taken like little cloth boxes, those little like
cube
things.
Yeah.
And we have them all aligned on the top, so they're organized in that sense. So, like, for example, our pants that we're not going to wear, hopefully until
you got storm
November.
You got storm.
They'll be up there.
Got it.
Just did that yesterday, actually.
585-252-9800. That's the question. Would you rather the double sinks at home with your significant other in the bathroom, or more closet space? Obviously, both of us, we have a lot of clothes. I have a lot of shoes. I have a lot of accessories. I need places to put it. I can't share a tiny closet with someone. There's no way.
Here's the situation. When it comes to this argument, I'm going closet all day, more closet space all day, because listen, it's a domino effect. If you look good, you feel good. If you have places to store your clothes and have them hang nicely, you're going to feel good. If you're going to have a place to lay out all of your things and see where everything is, you're going to feel good. I don't really care if I have to wait 2 extra seconds to brush my teeth. Couldn't care less. Doesn't affect me at all.
Jen says 100% closet space. I'm not sharing 2 feet of space with a man who owns 12 identical hoodies.
Period. Oh.
This is so me. Anytime I've ever been on vacation with a past girlfriend, the first thing I do is unpack my luggage. Okay, I go into my suitcase, and I pretty much take all the hangers, and I put it right in the closet. She's like, so you're just going to use all these, huh? I was like,
He's like, my suit needs to stay pressed.
My hands are tied. I don't know where to put any of this stuff. Who else is here? I share a bathroom with my husband and 2 kids. At this point, I would take any second sink in the garage, the backyard. I do not care. See, some people are desperate for that extra bathroom space.
Yeah. This person says, I lived with my fiance for 5 years now. I've lived with my fiance for 5 years now. We've only ever had one sink. When we had to share a closet in our first apartment, it caused the most issues. Truly. See?
It did. This is the divide.
Honestly, a closet is a sense of identity. A sink has nothing to do with your identity. Mm. A closet is your self-expression. A closet is where you feel like your things are being kept safely and organized. And if they're in bins underneath your bed, not great.
No, you get anxiety from that. But sometimes that's all the storage people have. You got to put it somewhere.
I know.
All these homes, when I went house shopping the other year, when I moved back here, I'm looking at some of these houses and I'm like, where are the closets?
Yeah.
Where do you put anything? I'm going closet space all day long, you guys. I couldn't share a closet with someone. One tiny bathroom is easy because the majority of the time you're not in there at the same time. And I would never be able to fit all of my clothes in just the one closet. I need bigger space.
Yeah.
Do you see these closets on like Pinterest where you could walk into them?
Yeah.
They got a chandelier hanging in there.
Yeah.
Like these are amazing.
God. I had a closet. Oh my God. Well, my apartment before my last apartment, I had a walk-in closet. It was literally massive. I actually did the shit. I did the show from my closet. That's how big it was.
Yeah, I remember you said
for
that.
For a year.
COVID.
Yeah. It was that big. I had a desk in there. It was a whole thing.
Where was this?
It was in like Noda. It was off of University, like right next to Good Luck.
Oh, yeah. You live down there in that area. Mm-hmm. Let me go over there.
I live right next to the barrel, so.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, I know.
Eric says, my wife and I built our house last year, and the one thing we couldn't agree on was closet versus double sink, but she won. We have a walk-in closet the size of a small country, but still only one sink. Some mornings I brush my teeth in the kitchen. True story. Oh, come on, dude. You guys didn't think about that before you built? That's just a given now.
You build your house and you forget one of the most crucial things. That's on you.
I'll get to one more here. We just moved into an older house and the closet is literally one rod with a shelf. I have four pairs of pants and they still don't fit. Double sink can wait.
I think
we know where the priority here
is.
Yeah,
I will say if anybody needs help like fitting things into a closet, I've dealt with spaces tinier than the space I'm dealing with now, and I make it work. I'm hanging things from the ceiling. I'm putting up a bar at the bottom. Like, I know how to get it done.
Yeah, some people just steal coat racks from, like, hotels, and they bring them home and keep them in.
Oh, my God.
You know, you do what you gotta
do. How do you walk out unscathed?
You know, it's
without raising red flags.
I think a majority here is down with the closet.
Closet all day. And if anyone disagrees, well, I would love to hear your reasoning, but you're not going to change my mind. You're not going to change my mind.
PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy Breeze.
98 PXY.